The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber. Striving to be lumber one.
County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer with us. Dr. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we want to talk about COVID-19. We talk about it from a lot of different areas of impact that it's having. Certainly back on the front page today with word out late last night that the president and the first lady have tested positive.
Yes, well, COVID has been on our first page every day, and this now, I think, brings us really to the fore in the country. Now, the president and the first lady have lots of exposures, and despite the fact that there's a lot of testing, it's not shocking that they should get exposed and get the disease.
And obviously now, as we just heard on the news update a moment ago, a lot of people around them are being tested. The president recently had traveled, done some rallies and things like that. So we'll see where the situation goes. We've had other, this is not a first, we've had other world leaders get the COVID-19 as well.
Yes, we have. So Boris Johnson from the UK got it. He was really quite ill and survived. Bolsonaro from Brazil got it. It's unclear what happened, but he obviously survived. You know, Mr. Trump is in his 70s. Among our data, about half of the people in the 70s get hospitalized. And almost all of our deaths have been people 70 and above.
Interesting. And as we've heard reports this morning, the president thought to generally be in good health, a bit overweight. Doesn't sound like he has the best diet, but doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. But it seems unclear sometimes what, you know, you rattle off those stats, and sometimes even people that are very healthy get it very severely, while others who are maybe not in the best health just have a mild case. The variability factor of how this impacts people is really fascinating.
Well, this is one of the most variable diseases that we see. For example, on the Diamond Princess cruise ship, was mostly older people. There are many who are asymptomatic, many who are mildly symptomatic, and then about 2% who died. So it ranges widely in the severity. So we're hoping that he has a speedy recovery. Although I will tell you that people who have it usually don't have a speedy recovery. So we've seen in the people in their 70s and 80s that most of them have continued symptoms for 6 or 8 weeks.
The president and the first lady are quarantining. What's the normal quarantine time?
Well, they should actually be isolating, which is just a term of art in public health. And they should isolate for at least 10 days after the first of symptoms and symptoms improving. So at least 10 days and should be longer.
It's interesting to see how this will all play out. And obviously, there's one aspect of it we're not covering in this interview of the political side, but just the reality of the impact and how you have to make sudden lifestyle changes when you've got to go into quarantine or isolation.
Well, he probably has the best situation for isolation or quarantine. I mean, obviously, lots of people around to help him, no financial issues. We really worry about people going into quarantine who, for example, will not get paid for the 2 weeks. We worry about people who go in quarantine who don't have 2 weeks of food in the cupboard. We worry about people who are going into quarantine who could get castigated for being positive. So, yes, it's quarantine isolation will be hard for everyone, probably the easiest for him. But I really, really worry about some of our seasonal workers. I worry about our poor people who do need to do quarantine or isolation.
With the Douglas Public Health Network helping those in isolation or quarantine, I know you've got about a little over 30 in isolation right now. What types of help is available?
So we have about 30 in isolation and about another 170 or so in quarantine, so about 200 people in the county. We're providing all kinds of services. We provide thermometers if they need pulse oximeters for people who don't have food. We've been delivering food and other essentials. So really, we've been helping them in almost any way they need it. We provided housing for some people. So it really is a big, big effort. We have a team now of about 30 who are working to support those people in isolation and quarantine.
And because, well, in fact, maybe this would help. Let's define for folks the difference between isolation and quarantine.
So this is something that we in public health say. So quarantine is when you are home alone because you've been exposed. Isolation is when you're home alone because you actually have the disease.
Ah, okay. So that's a fine line there and something probably worth noting for folks. How long do people stay in the lesser of those?
So in quarantine, usually 2 weeks, which seems backwards that you'd be longer if you were exposed than if you actually have the disease, but it's just the way it works. And then 10 days and until the symptoms are improving for isolation. So for both, it usually winds up to be about 2 weeks.
And we've had an uptick in cases recently here in Douglas County, and the update yesterday noted that it should be very concerning. Talk about that level of concern.
Well, it is concerning because we not only have more cases, but we have far more outbreaks. In the summertime when we had more cases, they were related to just a few certain areas. Now there's 9 different outbreaks out there involving the fire camp, involving schools, involving workplaces. And so there's so many outbreaks out there that this is hard to keep under control. Again, we give sometimes the analogy of fire, and this would be a bunch of fires burning all different places in the county. And, we're really at a treacherous point right now. As the weather cools, schools open, we're afraid that we'll see far more cases.
Lane County right now has got a very large amount. They've actually led the state data at least one day in the last week or so. And I know there was a particular concern coming from state officials about Lane County right now.
Well, there is a big concern about Lane County. Much of this is related to the college, but these are not all college students. So we do know that college students get it and they pass it quickly, but then they go to work in nursing homes, they go to work in grocery stores, they do other kinds of things where they can now spread it in the community. And while college students are probably not likely to get very sick or get hospitalized, their older professors, the older people in the area certainly are going to be at risk.
Any other hot spot counties in Oregon you want to mention?
Well, I think Jackson County has also had an issue. Clatsop County up by Astoria has had a huge outbreak associated with their seafood processing industry.
Wow. What about nationwide? What are we seeing now in some of the trends with COVID-19?
So this is a disease which nobody's ever gotten rid of. You know, it was very active a few weeks ago in Texas, Florida, and the South. And now it's moved up. It's incredibly active now in Wisconsin and Illinois. So it's going to move around. We only think about, at best, 10% of Americans are immune. And so that's still 90% of us who could get this. In the West, it's probably only 2 or 3% that are immune. So there's still lots of people out there who are susceptible. So the recommendations are just as they were before. Be careful about travel. Be careful about gatherings. And wear a mask.
And what about other countries in the world? Where are we seeing hot spots right now?
So we're really starting to see some hotspots in India and continued in Brazil. So India, just an enormous, very population-dense country, has had lots of cases and lots of spread. They still have such a very high test positivity rate, suggesting they're not finding most of their cases. And so India is a huge concern. In Europe, France, and Spain have had big resurgences, and Israel has had a real uptake in cases. And Israel is concerning because if any country has mirrored the United States, it has been Israel. And now in the last few weeks, they've had this tremendous spike, so much so that they've had to have it put into full lockdown.
All right, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannon, I'll have for some information about COVID-19. Dr. Bob, thanks for being on.
Thank you for having me.
840 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.